I mean, one of the big reasons that PG&E is saying we don't have enough money to pay our bills is that the potential liabilities from the fires, dating, again, back before the campfire, were raising questions about their viability. And so what's the impact that has when you have a publicly traded company? Investors get nervous. And so we've seen, as a result of the fires and the sort of looming liabilities, this dramatic fall, more than half of their valuation over, you know, a fairly short time period. That then led to the bond ratings agencies to downgrade their bond status to junk, which makes it really expensive to borrow money. And when you're a big corporation like that, you know, you rely on bridging some of the funding gaps with loans. So I think that the fires really are at the heart of all this. But as you well know, this company has had issues well before the 2017 North Bay fires, related to questions about their safety culture and their sort of ability to do business in a responsible manner. And certainly Wall Street didn't seem as concerned about those questions until there were these big liabilities looming.
Okay, now there's two specific things I want to ask you about. And the politicians, the legislature, the governor, both Governor Brown and Governor Newsom, have tried to push PG&E into two directions. One, to mitigate the fire risk, and two, as part of a larger plan to mitigate climate change. Are those two very crucial initiatives in danger now that PG&E is almost certainly going to declare bankruptcy?
Let's start with the climate goals. I mean, those are laws passed by the state that are essentially telling utilities and other businesses this is, you know, the way that you have to operate in order to do business in California. I think there's certainly concern that PG&E and a bankruptcy judge might not make those climate goals the first priority. And some people say that a bankruptcy judge is like God, you know, that they really have a lot of power and ability to do things that a company couldn't do if they weren't in those straits. But that said, you know, I think that part of the issue here, again, is really a question of paying the bills. And I think that the governor and the legislature are going to be looking at this bankruptcy proceeding and looking long term and saying, are there ways that we could change the makeup of this company? The company's doing the same thing, to make sure that they're not only a safe, you know, affordable utility, but that they hit those other goals. On the safety issue, I think there's kind of another proceeding at play that really makes this interesting. PG&E is a convicted felon. They are on probation for the 2010 San Bruno gas pipeline explosion in the Bay Area. And next week, the judge in that case is going to have a hearing where he is going to basically be telling the utility potentially whether he thinks they violated their probation, which bars them from committing any crimes for 5 years. And he's directly linking that to fires. And he's indicated that he's going to require them, as a condition of their probation, to really go out and be more aggressive about some of these safety mandates. And so I think that there's an unknown question, you know, answer there about whether does the bankruptcy judge defer to another federal judge when it comes to safety? How does the state step in and handle that? I mean, I don't think a bankruptcy judge wants to be overseeing a case where then the company goes out and hurts, or their, you know, what they do or don't do results in people getting hurt or killed again.